from Claire Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the Fireside Chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m. and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Waltz in E Minor by Van Gass off of their album Van Gass, self-titled, which I could be saying wrong. Maybe it's Van Gass, I don't know. Before that, Taut and Unfazed by Works off of their album Bent Out of Shape. And then the first of the hour was Taking the Piss. I think I can say piss on the radio. That was by Fib off of their self-titled. That came out a few years ago, but their Bandcamp page promises something soon. I don't know if that was possibly posted or edited into their page before the release of the album that was off of, that song was off of, which was 2021. But I'm going to hope that it means something soon relative to approximately now, because I like Fib a lot. They're a band recommended to me by some of the members of Bleary Eyed, I think. Yeah, they're a Philadelphia sort of egg punkish band. Other two bands, Works is of Montreal. They released that album last year. They're formerly known as Girl Arm before. I think they've been playing for quite a while. I think the main change that happened with Works was a new or introduction of a vocalist. And yeah, they're cool. Kind of hoping that I get to see them play a show at some point, but they seem to be on something of a hiatus since the release of Bent Out of Shape, or at least that's the impression that I got. Makes sense. Release an album, you get tired. But I'm hoping they crop up on the circuit around here again, because I'd really like to see them. And of course, Van Gass, Atlanta, Georgia. Though the Bandcamp page now says New York. I don't know why. Maybe they've moved. They're another band that seem to be promising something in the near future, and we'll see what actually comes out of that, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I think I mentioned in the last show that I'd love to see these guys do like a East Coast tour, because that's like the only hope I'd ever have of seeing them play live. But they're really cool. And I like waltzes, 3/4 time or whatever the hell that is. I like that a lot. In whatever form it takes, it's just something about that is really satisfying to me. It came up in like a live show I was at a couple weeks ago, or last weekend or something, where I noticed it. It's just nice. There's something about the whole threes thing, you know? Anyway, next band coming up is a Montreal band by the name of Red Seal.
5 p.m. and the ice cracks, settling. I clip the lights, brush the felts, fill the sinks, and retie my boots. Not a soul in here. What happens is, you get stuck in a slender photo album. Cut out a frame and spectrum, but cradling a large white poodle after one too many bourbons. Your focus. A serial undertaking with vexing aerial points. Quote. Never meant to be. By 5:30, it's a coffee and a cigarette. Traffic suing by in a light but ceaseless rain. To the west, house lights bristle through a gathering mist on the hill. And a junkie appears at my side. Plucking butts from the ash can, he asked me if I might have a rubber band to spin. When I come back, he holds the door ajar, listening to what the white said. Jesus died on the cross to save the world. Could he come in? I need every excuse to be alone and humbly shut the door. My eyes are my worst defenses, gouged by the seeing of things as they are and must be. There is no dim or kept light that dresses me. Time does away. It strips and bears, racks desire, until the older body comes out cleansed. Naturally, I take the blame. City lights and what transpired under them. The holding of hands. The strokes of thighs. All the gradual displays that lead to sex and home. These were in motion, winding about me. We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was a single by the band Art Gray, their song China Sky Blues. Before that, February's by Enablers off of their album Tundra. And then the first of the three was Corey Dale by Red Seal off of their self-titled. Corey Dale, I think, is my favorite song off of that album. And I kind of lined all of these up. They've got a nice, I guess, something in the delivery of the vocals, which has been on my mind for, I guess, the last week, because I saw Art Gray play a show that was, in fact, a reading. And I wasn't sure what the format of everything was going to be, if readings were going to be before, after the music. Turns out they're going to be simultaneous. And that wasn't something I'd seen before. I mean, I've only attended a couple of readings at this point, but I really like that. I like spoken word over instrumentation. Art Gray was just improvising in the background. They did a really nice job. And reminded me a lot of the band Enablers, which gave me an easy band to turn to when I had to fill in this little block here. So I'm pretty happy with this little packet of songs. And it was also nice to see Art Gray, though. It was my first time seeing them, and I think they're originally from Edmonton. Yeah, and they've got that single out, so hopefully there will be more in the near future. And they'll definitely be playing shows. I think they've been pretty active, they just haven't been on my radar for some reason. Yeah, and I think similarly Red Seal is, I think they've got a show coming up on the 14th. That's going to be at Turbo House, so that's something to pay attention to. And I definitely like to see what else they're doing. The rest of their songs don't. Most of their lyrics are in English and sound a little bit different. Like, vocal delivery is very different from Corey Dale, which is French and mostly kind of spoken word-ish kind of thing. But that's another band that I'm going to be paying attention to now, since I'm a huge fan of Enablers, and for so long they've seemed to be like the only band I've known of that's really committed to such a deliberate effort at spoken word over, let's call it post-rock or whatever, but some kind of rock-ish instrumentation. They do a really good job of it, but it seems like the sort of thing that would, someone just needs to popularize it and then see it done elsewhere. And I guess lots of bands, I mean, you can look at Corey Dale for this, implement that sort of thing occasionally, but it would be really cool to see someone take it as far as Enablers has. In terms of making it sort of their signature, like, yeah, anyway. But I guess it takes something that's a little bit outside of the usual purview of a band, which is someone who's really fixated on the literary element of things. But anyway, bunch of cool stuff. There's more coming up. The next band is going to be Pax, and then Bluffing and the band Wombo.
Thank you. All right.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Wolf Ave 40 by Wombo off of their Slab EP. Before that, Nature by Bluffing off of their Nature EP. And then the first of the three was Take Care by Pax off of Melt the Honey. So both Wombo and Pax are going to be playing at, as part of Tavern Tour. I think Wombo is Saturday, Pax might be Thursday. Pax is also going to be playing alongside Knitting and Duance. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Pax, meanwhile, will be playing next to Pool Girl and Ribbon Skirt. And also exciting is Ribbon Skirt is going to be releasing an album sometime in the near future. I don't know exactly when, but that was announced very recently, so that's pretty exciting. And there are a couple songs out off of that so far. Then we got Bluffing. So their most recent release, the most recent thing to appear, maybe not. I got another song coming up that was released this year within like the last few weeks. But that came out in the last week or two, I think. No, I gotta be like 1 or 2 weeks maybe. But it's cool. Three songs, a little bit of an interlude between them. I'm still waiting for them to put out like a full album. Especially considering how much I like their, I think it was a self-titled EP last year, back in the spring of 2024. That was terrific. So I've got really high expectations for these guys. The most recent EP was very good. And I know sometimes Sunforger goes across the country to play Sled Island, so I hope those guys find some reason to come over here and play some music. To see them play a show with Sunforger would actually be fantastic. Anyway, I've got dreams. Coming up next is going to be a slightly slower section, including some actual local slowcore, which I'm pretty excited about. That's the other very recent release that I was talking about. Anyway, first up is Utah.
Walking around like a chicken with its head cut off. That was last year. We'll be right back.
I feel like we are doing this cool thing where we accidentally end kind of like a train of thought with the song.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song was Asleep by Golden Star off of their self-titled EP. Before that, Twine, their song Between States. Screwed up the order. The order doesn't matter. Off of New Old Horse. I make up the order, I get to do... whatever. Okay. Before that, Chicken by Utah off of Reaper's Gain. Yeah, pretty happy with that grouping of songs there. I like that a lot. Golden Star, recent release. That came out earlier in January sometime. I totally missed it, but I did in fact see that Golden Star was playing a show with the band Twine, but the Montreal band Twine, which is more of a emo, post-hardcore, post-rockish, slowcore band. Not so much post-rock. Maybe sort of. I don't know. So yeah, kind of funny that I played them against next to the Australian Twine. Anyway, that was a show I didn't go to. There was another band that played called Elm. Apparently they're really young. And I also didn't know that they were about to release something, so I was really excited to come across that today. And it's actually a terrific EP. And it's really up my alley in terms of the sort of slowcore and sort of music in general that I like. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. The release says that they're working on an album as well, so... also excited about that. I got so many things to look forward to. There's actually another slowcore-ish band that I came across today that has members of like the Nora Kelly band, but they called themselves like Hypno Country. So it's interesting to see this sort of overlap. I mean, it wasn't labeled as slowcore; it was just slow music. So it's interesting to see sometimes that things that the labels people use and what they mean. And honestly, slowcore. Honestly, what a weird word to use. Slowcore does originally have a lot of roots in country and alt-country and that sort of thing, so it's cool to see people kind of playing with that sound again. And, yeah, lots of cool stuff out there. And I'll be looking forward to more stuff from Golden Star. Anyway, that's the end of the night. Thanks for listening.
February 13th is World Radio Day, where millions around the globe celebrate the medium which touches so many lives. All across this country, Canadians are celebrating too, including Farm Radio International and the National Campus and Community Radio Association, with a live broadcast through CKCU-FM from Ottawa. Learn more and participate in World Radio Day at worldradioday.ncra.ca on February 13th and catch the live stream.
Bruce Kuwabara celebrated Canadian architect and the mind behind Agnes Reimagine, the new home of the Agnes Etherington Art Center, is this year's Francis K. Smith Lecturer in Canadian Art. In his talk, Catalyzing Change, Kuwabara presents several recent projects that explore the themes of art and community and the insights he gained working on Agnes Reimagined. Join us on Thursday, March 20th at 6 p.m. in Grant Hall for this exciting event. Tickets are free, but please register by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
Bauhaus is a very, very, very fine house.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house. A place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather. A place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years,